Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. And to Canadian sports fans around the world, it is Tuesday, January 28th. And we're lifting the lid on episode 165 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. I am the host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont, as the camera zooms in on me. There's Dupes.
Hey, good morning.
And we have in the bunker special guest, the chairman of the Young Man's Committee, Kelly Rempel.
It's, you know, if you're going to be a president of a club, that's the one to be.
The All Young Club. Well, this is a portion.
He's the treasurer.
Portion of the program that we affectionately call the Rollout. It's brought to you by Flooring Superstores and our good friends over there, the Dickin family, which run it, a good Saskatchewan family-owned business where we talk about a variety of things before we get into the real meat and potatoes of the program today. And I always line up who the show guests will be today, and I got to say, I'm quite excited. New York Islanders royalty, Regina Pats royalty, Clark Gillies will be joining us from Long Island today. Hockey Hall of Famer, the great Clark Gillies will be with us later on. Joaquin Gage, former Edmonton Oilers goalie. Rems, you'll remember him from the Dub days too. Prince Albert Raiders.
Yeah, years ago.
Boy, Swift Current Broncos. Joaquin Gage will be with us. Gager from Edmonton. TSN Calgary's Jermaine Franklin. We'll be talking Flames and Stamps with him. And Robert Vanstone Esquire from the Regina Leader Post, the esteemed Hall of Fame writer and author there. Rob Vanstone will be with us. Interesting. We're getting testimonials, and we haven't even asked for them. Randy Nickel is watching from Mazatlan this morning. Can you put that up on the screen, the full message from Randy, if you don't mind? Just to get us in the right frame of mind here, Randy Nickel from Mazatlan, Mexico, this morning says, the one thing I love about the RP show is you guys take a faceless athlete and introduce them to us on a personal level. We get to know the person and not just a name. Frankly, that's what I enjoy about the program, too. Had a great day yesterday with... Who did we have?
Calvin McCarty.
Yeah, Calvin McCarty.
He was really great.
Kenny Stafford. The reason I say that is last week when we had Enoch Mwamba on and another former rider, Taylor Shire from Global, was sitting there. He goes, I just learned more in 10 minutes with those two guys than interviewing them dozens of times down at Mosaic Stadium because they're out of their element here. Or in their element, depending on how you look at it. And that's kind of what we're going to do with these guys today. Clark Gillies, Joaquin Gage, Frankie, and the rest.
I would say one of the most impressive examples of that was John Paddock. Do you remember when John sat in that chair? I wasn't here that day. I was here that day, but I was here late that day, so I was on the second half. Sadly, wasn't able to get in on that interview. I watched it the second half from that couch over there. That guy was more relaxed and more interested in telling a story and than you would learn more in that half an hour than I guarantee talking to him 50 times at the Brandt Center where it would be like a coach interview. Or I'm the coach, you're the interviewer. You ask me the questions, I'll give you my...
Because they're guards up.
4 second
For
answers.
Whatever reason.
Well, but yeah. I mean, that's... But I talked to John about that afterwards, and he said, I would do that again in a heartbeat. I really enjoyed it. He said, I was getting questions about my days in Philly and my hometown. And he goes, that's the stuff that he wants to talk about. He probably gets tired of talking about the power play. Who cares? Yeah. Really? Do you?
Well, no, and not at all. I'm glad you actually brought that up. But Kevin Killer Kaminsky said the same thing last week. Told the guys after he left he could have sat here all day drinking coffee here in the locker room.
That was fun.
But the thing with Paddock was the life lesson that they're trying to drill into these young hockey players is that, guys, you can't just show up a minute before practice. The pilots that's flying your parents out here this weekend didn't just show up a minute before the flight. Like, show up, get ready, get into it. Life stuff.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. So anyways, kind of what we do around here. Captain Harvey Ryder watching, writes in on Facebook, Ahoy, matey! From the port of North Battleford. Awesome show. Rarely miss one. We do have breaking news from Canada's team, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. they are going to be holding training camp in Regina this year in advance of the 2020 Grey Cup. So no Saskatoon. That caught me a little off guard, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why they're doing it.
No, for sure. And it's going to be great for Saskatoon to get some, you know, renos to Griffith Stadium and to get that all ready to go. That's exciting because I've seen kind of and heard what a few of the plans are over there. And it's going to be much needed and it's going to make for a really cool enhancement to their football experience, which is already a great game day experience in Saskatoon. But it's not going to be the same not having training camp in Saskatoon, I'll tell you. That's,
not at all.
That's fun being out there in the sun.
To the Magnificent Seven Magnificent Seven show topics, we may have a few bonus ones in here, but this is what we'll be covering today on what will otherwise be a big hockey show. Number one, Zach Collaros has re-signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We got to talk about that. Point two, I've been getting teased by Bomber fans, not trolled, teased by Bomber fans for saying a month ago that it was a done deal. He's going to the Argos. They were teasing me. We were going back and forth on it yesterday. And then the Bomber fans said, look, Rod, we love the back and forth. We love what you do for the CFL. Because I said, nobody bats 1,000, Kelly. So I had one wrong. And the Bomber fans are reminding me of it. That's fine. We're over the fight. And I love the fact that we are. Hamilton, we're not over it. Which I keep hearing from people in Hamilton. There's people in Hamilton that are refusing to come on this show now because of the Brandon Banks thing and the Simone Lawrence thing. Listen, don't be mad at me that you turtled in the Grey Cup. It's misplaced anger. Don't be mad at me. You're mad, and you're mad at me in Hamilton. I'm not the cause of your problems, okay? Nobody wants to look in the mirror in sports. Come out and do better. 15-3, best Ticats team ever. Then you don't show up in a championship game. Don't get mad at me. That's for all of that region. Point three, Vernon Adams Jr. signs an extension with the Montreal Alouettes. And that's breaking news. That was just announced this morning. And it must be for Big Hiroshi because VA had a big party with his family last night, if you follow him on Instagram. And I was so happy for him because he's a good dude. He had like 20... little nieces and nephews, his parents, all in Alouettes jerseys. Way to go, VA. Point four, CFL holding combines in Japan, but there is no CFL week. Yesterday, the CFL sent out a list of important dates, of which they are important, but there are two combines in Japan. I'm looking at the global draft, the Canadian draft. There's no CFL week. Is that a problem? I think it is. I want you guys' opinion. Tomorrow, as we look at point five here, Battle of Alberta, Flames Oilers. Ramps, got to get your thoughts on that. Yeah. We'll get Jermaine Franklin's thoughts on that. Point six, Super Bowl, just in general. Chiefs, 49ers, we're going to be giving away another table for four. You and three buddies will be going to our Super Bowl party at Ballers Rec Room this Sunday. So we have a trivia question coming up, so get ready because I don't think you're going to know it off the top of your head. So get near Google. And point seven, as I told you in the meeting, Kelly doesn't know this. I'm very excited going to Vegas. Gary, I know that doesn't sound that important. This is different.
Who's going to Vegas?
Me.
When?
Well, listen up. Yesterday, Gary Lawless and I were texting back and forth, and I got a nice text message from the great Kelly McCrimmon, too, by the way, who's the Knights general manager. And Gary says, if you don't start accepting my invitation to come to Vegas, I'm going to stop inviting you. And I said, okay, Gary, I'll look at the schedule, and I'm going to come down to Vegas for a couple Golden Knights games. So in the middle of the afternoon, my oldest brother calls, the Cowboy. I'm telling him this. I said, you're not going to believe this, but the Golden Knights said, why don't you come down to Vegas and hang out with us, bring you to the games, it'll be a big old time. My brother, this is the Cowboy, says, well, I'll come with you. I said, well, you weren't invited, but... I haven't had a road trip since my brother, since about 1986 would be the last one with Lee. So, you said when? It's February 13th, 14th, 15th. Oh,
so I'm just going to miss you.
When are you there?
I'm there, well, not just miss me, I'm going on Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
Are you going to a hockey game?
No, there's a buying show for
you're going
store.
For work. Right, right, right.
Well, but we're going to, you know, have a lot of fun while we're there, too. I plan on seeing Aerosmith. They're playing that nice residency tour at the MGM Park.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. And Just have lots of fun. We're staying at the Mandalay Bay. We never stayed there before. That'll be fun. So we're there for 5 days.
See, this is the thing that, Darren, you can look forward to when you get to be our age. So here's the problem. Not only is this over Valentine's Day. No, you're not at this point in life yet.
Right.
Our anniversary is Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
So the missus came home after work yesterday, and I said, you should know that I'm going to Vegas. Probably taking my brother. And it's over our anniversary.
And Valentine's Day.
You should get Kelly's look on his face. It actually wasn't as bad as you'd think, because what she said, and you know her well.
Yes.
She goes, if you're just going to be going down there to hang out at the rink the whole time, i.e. not doing the things that you would do in Vegas with your wife, going to shows, going shopping, going out for dinner, it's all hockey. She's like, then just go with your brother, and we'll go for a longer trip another day. How's that for a wife?
Now that's a
very big of her.
Caring human being right there.
That's why I married her.
Unbelievable.
But I'm so happy because 5 years yesterday marked 5 years sober for me. And I said to Darren here earlier, there was a time 5 years ago, people weren't inviting me to go anywhere. So 5 years later to have an NHL team say, come on down and hang out, is a real nice feeling. So I'm feeling very grateful to them and just happy today. So you'll
good
be hosting.
For you, Rod.
So it's like a dad thing to do. I got the time. I can go. See what you have to look forward to,
yeah,
Darren? Once you've had your family and the kids are grown and, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could go to Vegas now.
Sure, but it wouldn't be the same. I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
From Joe Lazito on Long Island, he says, she's a keeper, Rod. Yeah, I think I'll keep her. Paul in Red Deer says, high five to Rod's wife. I agree. Yeah. So anyways, and we need a poll question. Clark and I, just before the show, like 30 seconds before we went to air, said, what are we going to talk about on a poll? Anything come to mind for you guys?
Ooh.
Viewers, do you have a poll question? We could talk about, is the Brandon Wheat Kings Hockey Night in Canada jersey ugly or hot? It's on our Instagram story. Imagine Wheat Kings colors. I guess I just talked about Krim. I shouldn't trash the Wheat Kings jerseys too much, but they've got the Hockey Night in Canada blue logo with black and yellow. Doesn't really go.
Which, since we got Clark on, Clark Gillies, which 80s dynasty was better, the Oilers or the Islanders?
Ooh.
Who had the better dynasty?
It's not bad. I'm not saying we're going with that, but it's a start.
I wonder how many of our viewers would be familiar enough with it to weigh in. I know I certainly would. That was right at the beginning of I'm 47. And I don't really remember the Islanders. I kind of remember.
I sure do.
I kind of got in on the tail end of the Islanders run.
Yeah. I think you were watching football more then, were you not?
Probably.
I was kind of the other way.
But how old were we, Rod? I mean, what the Oilers?
10.
No.
Eight. When the Islanders run?
What was their last win? 79?
83.
Was it?
Yeah. It was the Habs for 4 years before that.
Before that.
Oh, what a shock. Joe Lazito says the Islanders dynasty was better. The guy that's watching from Long Island.
Kind of an impartial witness.
I like the question. I'm telling you, see, I know what people are into. Conan Daly in Calgary's watching, and he says, poll, will Tkachuk get punched in the face tomorrow? They're getting excited, man.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a slam dunk for tomorrow's poll question.
Tomorrow's poll.
Right?
Now the Facebook feed's going off. Ding, 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 ding. I liked Nelson's comment. Where will Matt Nichols land? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be it. You don't think so, Kel? That's a pretty good question. Too. Argos, Red Blacks.
That was my thought when you brought up Zach Kolaros signing with Winnipeg yesterday. What does that do for Chris Drevler and for Matt Nichols and for, you know, the other free agent quarterbacks? Someone, you know, that Winnipeg needs a number two. They're not going to just go in with Kolaros and a young guy who's not ready to play. But does Matt Nichols want to be a backup? Does he want to go to Toronto? Does he want to go somewhere else? That's a good poll question.
But if he's making close to $500,000,
Zach,
and most of that is guaranteed money, no matter what happens to him, can you afford to pay $300,000 or $350,000 to one of those other good quarterbacks and have almost $1 million tied up in quarterbacks.
That's a good point.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? $1 million. Well, not wouldn't be quite a million, but you'd probably have 800,000 tied up in one position on one team.
Well, it's better than one guy. Like BC, at least you'd have two guys making that kind of dough.
True.
But I think it's a good question, Nelson. We'll take it under advisement. We'll have a committee meeting in the break in the bathroom. Can you put the comment on from the guy in England that's watching in England? I understand this is a Norwegian flag.
But it counts.
I don't have a Union Jack. Pete Joe Baruch. I'm thinking Pete is related to Davey Baruch, Kel.
Could be.
Says, hello from Manchester, England. Nice to see Mr. Warrior on the show. Enjoy listening to him. Not that I don't like listening to you and DuPont, Roddy. How do you feel about being called Mr. Warrior? I would take that as a compliment.
I'm totally fine with it. I'm totally fine with it. That's my team. What can I say? We're struggling, but we'll come out of it.
We had an invitation, I should mention this, from the mad Greek, Johnny Atreides. He said, when are you coming over to Moose Jaw for a game? Come on over to the Mad Greek. Bring your gang, feed you, we'll have a visit, and then we'll go to the Warrior game. I said, I can't think of much better.
Best boneless ribs and lemon rice soup that you'll ever find on the planet is there at the Mad Greek in Moose Jaw.
I'm not allowed in the arena, but I'll come for dinner.
Apparently, the Warriors are over that.
Yeah, well, Miller hearing. Is.
Things
I don't
are
know.
Thawing. Yeah. Things are thawing. It's good.
Speaking of Miller. Did you guys talk about this?
No, you go ahead.
Well, what a huge opportunity for him to be involved right at the top of the food chain for Canada's World Junior team next year.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Red Deer at Edmonton, isn't it? Al Miller, I don't know if they call it the general manager, but the director of the hockey operations
program. Yeah, he's part of the management team.
That's just absolutely huge. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of that franchise where... They've had coaches that have been there, but I don't think they've ever had anybody in management that have had their fingerprints all over that.
I'm glad
team.
You brought that up.
Good for Al. What a good guy.
Another one. I mean, God bless Twitter, but our friend Devin Aru from CBC puts on Twitter this morning that the women's provincial curling semifinal is on right now in Melville. Ashley Howard versus Sherry Anderson. Sorry to be so out of it. That I didn't know that they're already into the semifinals. And at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning?
Yeah. And then the
final. That doesn't seem real.
And then the final is going to go at 2 o'clock.
Today. For Saskatchewan's rep for the Scotties.
Yeah. And so Robin Silvernagle's waiting to play in the final.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an exciting Tuesday.
And the Scotties are in Moose Jaw.
And the Scotties are in Moose Jaw. So that's going to be fun. I like that. Although I don't know how much. I always struggle between wanting to go watch it live. And then watching it on TV, because it's just, you can watch the game so much better on television.
Oh, 100%.
But yet the atmosphere is pretty cool.
Yeah, the vibe, especially there, because I don't know how to say this without being insulting, but let's be honest. I mean, you watch some of the Scotties on TV from some of these different cities, and there's nobody there for the morning draw. The afternoon draw, there might be 1,000 people, and then it might be three quarters full in the evening. I'm telling you. In Moose Jaw, the morning draw will have be get, half full.
Get your
oh, yeah. They know what they're doing the by going to Moose Jaw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when they had it there the last time, you and I on your previous employer, we did a show from there. The vibe in there was just awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, all day. Not just the evening draw. All day. It was phenomenal.
Very underrated restaurants in Moose Jaw. Scotty Clark writing from Grand Prairie, Alberta this morning. He's watching in Grand Prairie. Scotty says, the Mad Greek Moose Jaw, incredible lasagna, the best. So, Rems, let's look up a date in Moose Jaw to go, and we'll go to Mr. Greek. He's good. He's good.
He's the best. Come
he's
on.
He's the best. Come on. Come on.
He's number one, my friend.
He's number one, my friend. Don't worry about it. He's good. On the way, Clark Gillies, Joaquin Gage. Jermaine Franklin and Robert Vanstone. This is the rollout. We're just getting rolling for Flooring Superstores and the Dickin family over there. Love them like the Dickens. We'll be right back. You're watching Canada's only live morning sports talk show, The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, it has been tweeted. Our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, which team will Matt Nichols sign with? The Ottawa Red Blacks, the Toronto Argonauts, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, or other. You got 24 hours to get the vote in. And again, it's for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. I'm not done talking about that situation yet, but we do want to get into the sports update here. Tuesday morning sports update. Little breaking news. The Montreal Alouettes announced today that the club has signed a new deal with quarterback Vernon Adams Jr., which goes through the 2022 season. VA just completed his fourth season in the CFL, has established himself as the team's starting quarterback. He was a spark plug for the Owls offense, which helped the team finish at 10-8, good for second place in the East, and their first playoff appearance since 2014. JT Miller scored twice, and Thatcher Demko made 36 saves as the Canucks beat the Blues 3-1 in Vancouver. It's the Canucks' 12th win in 15 games, gives them a three-point cushion for top spot in the Pacific. Willie Nylander, Zach Hyman, and Rasmus Sandin each scored and had an assist to lead the Maple Leafs over the Preds 5-2 in Music City. Jacob Vrana had a goal and an assist as the Washington Capitals extended their win streak to four games with a 4-2 victory over the Canadiens in Montreal. And Marcus Hogberg stopped 50 of 53 shots through regulation and overtime, but was beaten by Jack Hughes in the shootout as the Devils edged the Sens 4-3 in Ottawa. And the NBA has decided it's too soon for the Lakers to resume their schedule in the wake of Kobe Bryant's death in a helicopter crash. The league has postponed tonight's game against the Clippers and will reschedule it. The decision, of course, comes after Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter and seven others perished in that crash on Sunday. That update for Ballers Rec Room. And to now might be the time to do our trivia question. Are you ready, Clark? Get ready, folks. It's contest time right now for you and three friends to join us at Ballers Rec Room this Sunday for our inaugural Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl party. You need to answer this trivia question on the Facebook wall or Prairie Mobile text line. Either one works. Who is the only player in Super Bowl history to be named the game MVP but to be on the losing team?
Oh.
And Clark's got it worded better than me. Super Bowl question. Who was the last player to win Super Bowl MVP, but not the Super Bowl? It happened in 1976 in the Grey Cup. Cleveland Van. Saskatchewan lost, and he was named the MVP. But we're talking about the NFL Super Bowl version. And you got to go way, way back.
Hasn't been recent, that's for sure.
Nope.
Wow. That's okay. A tough one.
I'll interject one. Gord Archibald writing. He says, Buenos dias from Nuevo Vallarta. Buenos dias, Gord.
Muy buen.
¿Cómo estás? Uno más cerveza, por favor. Oh, my gosh. The guys from the WHL Pats cast nailed it. Wow. We got a winner, Clark.
That didn't take long.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that one.
Chuck Howley of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Chuck Howley.
Had the Google machine going.
No kidding. He was ready. Or he's a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys. The guys from the unofficial Regina Pats podcast nailed it. They're the first ones. Chuck Howley. That's what I got, Clark. So I'll put you on that. Now, we'll get to the Battle of Alberta in a minute because people are just going nutso about that. And Jermaine Franklin's going to join us at the bottom of the hour from TSN Calgary. But on the Nichols thing, that's the poll question. Where will he sign? I think, guys, I saw Bob Irving's tweet, the voice of the Bombers yesterday, that this was an agonizing decision for the Bombers. And I don't doubt that for one sec. Agonizing. It's like picking between two of your kids. And they went with Zach for, I think, fairly obvious reasons. But Kelly, because you're the guest, I'll ask you, do you not think, because I do, that Matt Nichols is so hurt that he would sign elsewhere? So insulted.
Well, that's possible. I think, though, that, you know, being realistic, he has to understand that the guy that they signed is also the guy that took him to the Grey Cup and won it for them. So, you know, you'd have to be slightly delusional to not understand why that would be the case. I mean, I can't imagine that he's so obtuse in his thinking that he would completely not understand why they could possibly... How could you possibly want the guy that won us the cup? Like, you should be picking me over him. I mean, that's not the
because
way it
works. Because he's saying, I got hurt, and I could have done it maybe if I hadn't got hurt.
Well,
now put yourself in his shoes for a second.
I understand. But he has to know that would be, you would think anyway, that would be the direction that they were headed. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that he's probably kind of ticked off about it, but he should be ticked off at himself. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
It really is because the one guy of that whole group that you have to have a quality backup player is Zach. Because he's one hit away from, you're not going to see this guy for a month and a half or 2 months. But they've paid him so much money on guaranteed money that how can you afford to pay another quality guy $250 even or $350 or $4? I mean, Matt Nichols not going to sign for $200,000. So what do you do?
Well, pause that for a second because we are going to Calgary now. TSN Calgary's Jermaine Franklin. He is logged in from the Saddledome. Clark says he's ready to go. So let's... Good morning, Frankie. How are things in beautiful Southern Alberta today?
You know what? It is beautiful in Southern Alberta today. It was about a week and a half ago we had that crazy cold snap, so I can't complain about the weather. Now the outdoor rinks, however, aren't that great because they're melting away, but it's been pretty good.
You know, we were trying to talk football today here, Frankie, but really all anybody wants to talk about or that I've seen here is the Battle of Alberta. How ramped up is Calgary in advance of tomorrow's game in Edmonton?
I mean, let me put it this way, Rod. It's not very often that a team can overlook, or you could say a game against the defending Stanley Cup champions may be a trap game, but this may be a trap game. The Flames have to play the St. Louis Blues tonight, and all anybody can really think about is of what's going to happen between Tkachuk and Cassian tomorrow night when they go back into Edmonton, into enemy territory. Cassian has made it known that he has a vendetta out for Tkachuk. When it's going to happen, we don't know, but it could happen on Wednesday night. So to think that the Flames possibly, which they will never admit to, could be overlooking the St. Louis Blues defending Stanley Cup champions, you'd never think that was possible, but it is when you think about the Battle of Alberta.
Well, we've got viewers writing in saying that both teams have called up some meatheads, tough guys, and I was unaware of that. Like, are the rosters not going to look the same? Are they beefing up the lineup for tomorrow night? If they are, that's news to me.
Yeah, that's news to me too. I don't know exactly what Edmonton has done, but I can guarantee you and promise you that Buddy Robinson, even though he is 6'6 and well over 200 pounds, certainly is not a meathead. Actually, he doesn't play to his size. He's a college player. He's a 28-year-old guy that has been making his way in the minor league, 16 goals this year to lead the Stockton Heat, but that's the only guy that the Flames have called up, and he certainly isn't a tough guy, and he certainly wouldn't be a guy they'd be putting in the lineup to, let's say, intimidate the Edmonton Oilers. So there's no guarantee that he will get in the lineup in these next two games, but he has been called up. Perhaps it's just a way of congratulating him or giving him a little bit of a reward for being a good soldier down in the minors and producing the way he has. There is always a chance. That size you can't get, but in terms of intimidation and tough guy, no, not at all. That's not Buddy Robinson. You can expect to see Zach Rinaldo there, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll turn you over to these guys for cross-examination in a moment, but my last question for you... Oh, there's Clark. Get Clark out of here. He's next. Clark Gillies is after you, Jermaine.
Get me out of here, then.
No, you're good. I don't expect fireworks, and I don't think Kelly does either. What do you expect in tomorrow night's latest installment of Battle of Alberta?
I expect the unexpected, and because of that, I'm leaning towards what you're saying too, Rod. I don't expect fireworks at all. You can be guaranteed there'll be a lot of NHL, and when I say NHL, head office eyes on this game. I'm sure George Parris will be in attendance. I'm sure that even if Tkachuk were to lay the same type of hits on Zach Cassian that he did in the previous game, I'm sure that he would get penalized for at least one or two of them this time around, and perhaps there would be a little bit of a chat afterwards. Even though the NHL said they deemed those hits fair and legal, that doesn't mean that the officials won't be a little bit tighter this time around. So I do not expect too much to happen in this rematch, but I do expect the unexpected, so you never know.
You never know, but, you know, my experience over the years in these types of situations as, you know, the disciplinarian, you know, so George Parris is going to be there, and they're going to make it very clear to the teams, like, everybody's going to be watching, the world's going to be watching, especially the crazy hockey fans here in Canada. We don't want any kind of embarrassment. We don't want anything to happen that's going to draw more attention to this situation. So everybody be on your best behavior, and then let's let this thing, you know, we'll kind of look at it in the rearview mirror and move on. But, you know, maybe it's just the 1980s hockey fan coming out in me, but that's kind of sad, isn't it? I mean, that's what people are tuning in for. They want to see fireworks. They want to see, you know, maybe a rematch of these two guys and drop the gloves and rock 'em, sock 'em, and banging and crashing and people pounding into each other. And now we're probably going to get more of a square dance than we're going to get an intense hockey game. And it's, you know, to me, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but isn't that kind of the opposite of what the buying public is wanting to see here?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't even have to go back as far as the 80s, even in the 90s. It was funny. I was talking to Brian McGrattan about it a little bit yesterday. And McGrattan said to me, he said, 10 years ago, even 15 years ago, this wouldn't be as big as it is right now. It's just the fact that these guys or teams aren't as rough or aren't as mean, aren't as vicious as they were in the past. He remembers the Toronto Maple Leafs Ottawa Senators rivalry and things like that with Darcy Tucker and things like that would go on all the time, he said, in those games. But they didn't make the headlines for literally 10 days afterwards, and that wasn't that long ago. And to tell you the truth, us out west, we wouldn't even think about that rivalry as being vicious. We remember it, but it wasn't crazy vicious. And now when you think about it, today's game and the way that we're paying so much attention to it, Tkachuk had to answer questions about this in the All-Star game. That was over a week after the game happened. It's just unbelievable how we can't let it go because it's so rare. And I think that's why there's probably not going to be as much going on Wednesday night, simply because of the fact that we as media are guilty. We can't let it go. It was just so shocking all of a sudden that there's a thirst for it, clearly, but they can't. They will refuse to quench our thirst simply because we don't know how to handle it anymore.
We have two quick ones for you, but the first one, I just wanted to ask you about that All-Star game, because we've seen all the quotes and everything else, and we've seen the pass for the goal that Draisaitl scored, but what really happened in the locker room? Has Matthew divulged any of that?
Well, he hasn't divulged much, but when he did talk about it, he said they were professionals and everybody got along in the locker room. It's a totally different setting, and the fact that they did get along is kind of funny. He says it'll change when they're Pacific Division rivals again. But right then, when they're a team, everybody got along. Drysdale made a joke when he fed him the pass, and I asked Tkachuk why he didn't actually respond to the joke as he was getting off the ice, and he said, "Look, I was on the ice for over 90 seconds there. I was gassed. I just had to go." So we'll see how things happen on Wednesday night. But in the All-Star setting, it's easier for today's athlete to put things behind them. These guys have known each other for so long when it comes right down to it, whether they play each other as elite juniors or even before that, that it's kind of tough sometimes to keep a rivalry going. But we'll see how well they do on Wednesday about it.
Last one for you, Frankie. I've always known that you're a big basketball fan, but I saw your post on Kobe. So you've covered him. You've been around him. Take us just your perspective on the last couple of days since the tragedy.
Yeah, still a little bit shocked, still a little bit stunned. And like you said, Rod, alluding to my post, what I felt was so shocking about it and what was so tough about it was the fact that Kobe was doing something that so many of us as men strive to be as fathers. He was being a good dad. He was being involved in his kid's life. In this particular case, it was Gianna. They were going to a basketball tournament. And I've gone to a couple of hockey tournaments solo with my son, driving in the wind, in the snow-covered roads all the way 6 hours up to Hinton, 3 hours to Medicine Hat, you name it. We've traveled hours. I couldn't imagine what my wife and daughter would go through if we didn't make it home. I can't imagine what my son and I would go through if my wife and daughter didn't make it home after going to Vancouver for a dance competition. The fact that Kobe Bryant was so relentless as well as a basketball player, as a person in everything that he did. He rubbed people the wrong way in many occasions, but he was unapologetic about it because he knew what he wanted to be. He knew what he was and the goals he wanted to reach. And it didn't matter how other people felt about him, as long as he knew he was doing everything he possibly could to be the best that he possibly could be. And he thought that he could be the best basketball player of all time, which is what made him so amazing. But then to see the human side of Kobe Bryant in the last few years, that's what really made him such a special athlete and a special person. He was a world icon, not just North American, not just for the LA Lakers, but a world icon. And that's why this tragedy is, for lack of a better term, so incredibly tragic.
Well said. And let me just lastly ask you this. I've been in the same arena as Kobe. I watched him, but you've been in the same room as Kobe covering him. I can only imagine when he walks into the room, like he's one of those guys that everybody stands at attention. Like what was it like to be in his presence that way?
Yeah, Kobe Bryant definitely has a presence. And the one thing that I love about him as an athlete is he was real. You just knew it. You just knew that he wasn't answering a question to get a response. So he wasn't testing reporters. He would come straight at, he would answer the question. He would come straight at you and look you in the eye and just tell you how he feels. And that is something significant, because you can't say that about all athletes, and you can't say that about all superstar athletes who seem to try and put on a certain persona, even though it's been revealed that that's not who they really are. There's no occasion that you could say that about Kobe Bryant. He's gone through incredibly tough things as well. You can't not mention what occurred in 2003 in Colorado, but he faced it head on. That was supposed to be, or that was a chance for all his haters to come at him, and they did. But he owned up to it. He faced it head on, and he changed the way he was as a person for the better, not just as a basketball player, but as a citizen of the world, in terms of working with women and working with women in sports and advancing that. So one thing about Kobe Bryant is he was real, he was genuine, he wasn't perfect, but in terms of being a genuine person, you couldn't ask for more from an athlete like of his stature.
Wow. Very well said. I'm glad I asked. And Jermaine, thanks for fitting us in as always. And enjoy tomorrow night's game for all that it is. We'll all be watching.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Appreciate it, Rod.
All right, TSN Calgary's Jermaine Franklin checking in from the Saddle Dome this morning with Battle of Alberta Talk. So I didn't expect to go this far on Battle of Alberta Talk, but people want to talk about it. So we'll talk about that. The texters want to talk about the WHL and a suspension. Was it long enough for Connor Zeri? And I know what they're getting into there. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. CFL talk as well. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning, episode 165. We'll be right back. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hits. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Tuesday morning. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having so much fun.
Dr. Jermaine Franklin.
First class guy.
What an answer.
On Kobe?
Oh.
I knew that it would be, or I had a feeling it would be. That's why I asked it. He seemed particularly shaken, and he just explained
just
why.
So well articulated.
Mm-hmm.
Cerebral.
He's
this
very good.
A cerebral man.
He's very good at what he does.
No kidding.
I really want to invite the audience participation here. And I think we got enough questions to last us to the top of the hour. Nelson, out of nowhere, with a haymaker. Says Bombers are currently introducing Zach Caleros to the media. No audio on the feed. Very Winnipegish.
Oops.
Don't stop. Come on. We're friends with the Bombers, aren't we?
Yeah. Well,
Today. Paul Figler from the Dub Network website writes it, and he says, this will be an interesting chat about the Zeri suspension. Just hang on. And Tarsi Shindelka from Edmonton writes in, and he says, question about the rush. Are people traveling from all over to watch like they do for the Riders? The commercial with Ricky made me think of that. Oh, they are. You should go to a Rush game. They got lines of buses behind Sastel Center. It's just like a Rider game. They are coming from all over the province. It's so cool. And we got to get you in there, Tarsi, from Edmonton. And we'll be February 8th, Colorado, back in town, and the Rush are going to teach them a lesson. Listen to me writing checks with my mouth that my body can't cash.
You're speaking on their behalf.
Exactly.
They're sitting there like, Rod, no.
Yeah, shut up. Well, they say the same thing. Go out and do it.
I know.
Frank from the 381 writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. Families trust Prairie Mobile. That's where we get our phones from. Frank says, what about a poll asking people how many games Zeri should have been suspended? And Frank is just being a fly in the ointment here. He's just stirring it up because he knows that for the video from Friday night, if you saw it, and we're not going to run it here, but Connor Zeri, the Kamloops Blazers, highly rated prospect for the Blazers, ran the goalie from Prince George, knocked his mask off. It reminded me of the Greg Mulhall Berkleyev incident in the SJHL. It was not as egregious, but it was still bad. So, me being, you know,
outspoken,
the poop disturber that I am.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm sitting on my couch Saturday, and so I retweeted it, and I said, hey, 25 games in the SJHL for this. Your move, WHL. And the voice of the Blazers, John Keane's head popped off. And it went like this, responses, which was the only reason I did it. One day, John will understand, if you ignored me, I'd go away. But the fact that you can't help yourself, and it's fun just playing with them, with their emotions. I thought it ended up that afternoon, he got a one-game suspension. I certainly didn't think it should be 25 games. I'm not sure the Mulhall suspension should have been 25 games, but when he got 25, I'm like, whoa, Bill's not messing around here. Bill Chow. I'll go along with it. One game for running the goalie and knocking his mask off in today's hockey wasn't enough. You just saw the clip, Kelly, and I know it's hard because the people haven't seen it, but one game, you yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you do something and it's blatantly intentional, there's a big difference between doing something.
Well, we'll never know whether it was intentional or not.
No,
we
but it
won't
looked,
know.
But you're asking me, and I'm saying from what I saw, it looked like he was being careless, but he certainly didn't do it on purpose. Whereas in the SJ,
I would go along with that.
Whereas in the SJ, it was obvious that this guy was trying to hit the goalie, which you cannot do. So he probably got one game for being. It's like, don't do something stupid like that again, even though we know you didn't mean to do it. I think there is a difference between the
one
two.
Game, Darren, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't mind it. I'd say less than five for sure. More than one probably would be appropriate, two or three, somewhere
in there.
I'd
give him two.
Less than five, because they called the five-minute major, gave him a game misconduct two on the ice. Supplemental discipline should go against that. So, I mean, yeah, I'd have went two or three, but yeah, not. I mean, clearly not 25, but it did enlisted a lot of conversation.
Rick Haglin writes in several comments here. Says the PJ Hill School of Business is going to the Rush game. So that's awesome. If you haven't been, you got to go. I'll see you there because I'm a season ticket holder. Rick goes on to say, as bad as a Prince Albert 2-minute penalty for a forward running Pats goalie, Chad Mercier in Regina, playoff game, career ending it was. Don't remind me. Remember Rams?
Gordon
and thanks
Jacobson.
For bringing something up 24 years later, because I remember it too.
Was
like Gordon it was yesterday.
Jacobson, wasn't
yes,
it?
And Chris Stewart was his coach, and what a bunch of animals up there in PA.
Those damn Raiders.
But I got to get over it. From Rick Forrest, he says, no one ever intentionally runs a goalie.
They don't?
With a smiley face.
Well, when guys were going off on Twitter on me, they said, Rod, do you remember? Oh, sorry, we know that you were a goalie, but this wasn't that serious. I don't know. Let's just make it open season on goalies then. So somebody once asked me, have you ever been knocked out? I remember getting hit right here. Guy came in with his butt end right back. Remember those box cages back in the 80s that were so popular? I was wearing one in goal. Butt ended me right there. Don't remember anything. Next thing I remember is my dad standing over me. But let's just make it open season on goalies. They're not people. Sorry. you're just letting me go. And by the way, Rems, one of the reasons I love going to the Pats, just like you're with the Warriors, Pats with me, I'll always have my season tickets. Ups, downs, we're in for the long haul.
Yep.
But the biggest reason that I go to the games is to go down to the media room and before
schmooze.
The game, same as you,
yep.
And visit with all the NHL and WHL scouts. So the other day, this is how worlds come together and how everything's connecting. Two scouts, of which will remain nameless at this moment, were just like giving it to each other over the Battle of Alberta, Tkachuk-Cassian. One guy was very firmly on Tkachuk's side. One was very firmly on Cassian's side.
And they
side.
Were having a real...
red in the face, like spitting. And I will say this...
Really?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe what I was in the middle of. And I will say this, Bruce Franklin,
The voice
of reason. Good morning, Brucey.
The voice of reason.
He was sitting in between of them just going,
Bruce.
And I'm like, come on, Bruce, get in there. That's what I said, because I'm just stirring it up.
Oh.
And again, I don't want to say who the scouts, in the break I'll tell
You'll
you,
tell, okay,
but I'm not going to tell these folks. But I'm like, oh, this Bruce. Is... And so was Bruce. It was like a tennis match.
I could just see that.
For all of us in there. Did I have my wife? No, she doesn't come down there. She doesn't enjoy it as much as I do, but that's fine. Norway calling. Trent writing in. He says, I predict Nichols to Toronto for CFL free agency. The NHL can't stop the Battle of Alberta. There will be a scrap Wednesday night. Hope the Rush beat Colorado next time. Have a good one back home. There is Trent summing it all up. 3 points in 140 characters. Thank you, Trent. Where do we go with that one? Clark informing me that Kyle Walters, the GM of the Blue Bombers, has confirmed that Matt Nichols will be released ahead of free agency. So that's the thing. If Nichols is going to be, his feelings are going to get hurt that he got booed in his own stadium. He's upset that they're targeting Zach Collaros. He just seems like a very sentimental, emotional guy, and there's no way that he could go back to Winnipeg.
Boy, did you pick the wrong position in the wrong business.
Right? No, right? Can I spend 5 minutes with the guy and toughen him up, please?
You want to be a quarterback in pro football?
In Winnipeg!
But you get your feelings hurt easy? Oh, my goodness.
Maybe this ain't for you, bud.
That's right. Yeah, go get a job at London Drugs or something. You know? Wow.
Why did that make me think of us talking about Zellers? Get a job.
I didn't say it.
Remember Zellers?
Seems the shirt? The short sleeve shirt?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. But I'm updating the poll results, by the way. Thanks to Trent for bringing that up.
Wilco, before your time.
It was a great store. Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center poll question. Which team will Matt Nichols sign with? The options, Ottawa, Toronto, Winnipeg, or other. 55% of respondents saying Toronto. They think he's going to the Argos. Just remember that Nick Lewis, not that long ago, predicted that Nick Arbuckle's going to go to Toronto. So it just seems like Arbuckle's going to go to one, Nichols will go to the other, because they're the two best guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
From Tarsi in Edmonton again. Uh-oh, Rems and Rod are going to hear about this. This week's feud is brought to you by Prairie Mobile. LOL. Who's the feud? It's not between you and me.
Yeah, that one went over my head.
No, it's just the Nichols thing. It's pro football, man. How many times has Zach Collaros been shown the door? It's not us, it's Nichols.
Well, but just the nature of being a quarterback in pro football is when you play lousy, people boo. If you can't handle that, then find a different job. Because it's like a coach. It would be like a coach that lets it affect him personally when he gets criticized by the fans and the media after the team loses. That's like what you're signing up for. Like, it's not always fair, granted. But if you're going to let that keep you up at night, and you're gonna take that home with you, you should never have gotten in the business. I'm surprised the guy can even function on the field if he's that neurotic.
He seems that thin-skinned.
He
I don't
was.
Know the
I
man.
I saw his interviews after the game. You could tell it was killing him inside. And I think it might have been Matt Dunnigan that said he reached out to him. One of the guys on the panel that was a quarterback, it was obviously either Burris or Dunnigan. But the fact that he's in Winnipeg makes me think it might have been Matt Dunnigan. I could be wrong. Don't crucify me on Twitter. But one of them said that they reached out to him and said, man, you got to stop. Like, if you think it's bad now, it's going to only get worse. Not going to get better. You know, you got to quit taking everything so personal. That's the nature of football. That's the nature of sports. That you get used to it. It's just starting.
Yeah, you're going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
On the one hand, I do like that he's emotional. I like that it matters to him if the fans are upset or if he's not playing well or if things aren't going good. I like that. You see that in all the great athletes. I mean, we've seen it over the last number of days, countless from Kobe Bryant videos, right? When he, you know, blew out his Achilles and he said, I can hear the haters already and it bothers me and I do everything I can to prove him wrong. And, you know, and, you know, questioning reporters a little bit. You're really going to ask that question, things like that. But it was because he was driven and motivated. And you see that with Tom Brady wanting to play to 45 and win a Super Bowl still in his 40s and prove everybody wrong. But I'm with you on the same side. It does feel a little bit like whining at times. So I like the emotional side of it, but you don't like it to be thin skinned.
We got a lot to get to in hour two. And that includes Clark Gillies, Islanders royalty, Regina Pats loyalty, and he's from Moose Jaw. So he covers everything here. Rob Vanstone of the Leader Post and former Oilers goalie Joaquin Gage. That's all coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 165, Canada's only live morning sports talk shows right here. We'll be right back on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.